Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Memory Cafes.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. More than 236,000 Ohioans are living with dementia, according to the Alzheimer's Association, and many of them rely on a family member to care for them. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports on the rising popularity of a space where both can find community.
Although far from shore, a dozen or so community members whack a beach ball to one another in the room of a church in Northeast Ohio.
Ooh, look at that, sir.
The group meets in the small city of Worcester every week for a memory cafe, an opportunity for people with dementia and their caregivers to craft, eat together, and exercise. But most importantly, 87-year-old David Wilkin says it's an opportunity to see his friends.
Just nice to see everybody. It really is. Otherwise, it's one of the few times in a week when I can see other people.
Wilkin has Alzheimer's. His wife, Betty, has brought him here nearly every week for the last couple of years. People with dementia, like him, often withdraw into themselves out of embarrassment or fear. But program founder Carol Klingler says the Memory Cafe breaks that isolation and offers a support network.
They gain something where a lot of times people are walking away. I feel like we say hello, come on, we're here for you.
These cafes have grown increasingly popular since they were first introduced in the Netherlands in the 1990s. Now there's at least a dozen in Ohio, held in Columbus area libraries, at the Toledo Art Museum, and even in conjunction with memory treatment centers. Cleveland Clinic lead geriatrician Dr. Rupa Nmalsing says she often prescribes memory cafes to her patients and helps facilitate three in Cleveland.
You know, it's being able to not just talk the talk, but give families the ability to also have access to resources that can promote patients' brain health.
And Nmalsing says sharing conversations and moving together benefits the brain. Her preliminary findings suggest cognitive test scores are more likely to hold steady among her patients that attend the Memory Cafe than those who don't. Plus, caregivers are also reporting a benefit. A decrease in feeling burnt out.
They're not playing the role of a caregiver when they're at the cafe, but they're actually enjoying time as a daughter or a son, right? Having fun with mom or dad.
Liz Miller says the Worcester Cafe is just as much for her as it is for her mother, Lynn, who has Alzheimer's. She says it gives her a way to get out of the house without having to find respite care. She often feels guilty or selfish when she needs a break. She doesn't feel that here.
No one's asking a lot of you to do certain, you know, just to like do a bunch of tasks that because they need help. It's like you're there to be helped.
The afternoon ends with music, which participant Wilkin says is his favorite part.
I used to be quite a musician, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you play?
Piano and trombone.
He tries his hand at another instrument today.
Ready?
The participants work together to ring out a song on the handbells. As they play, it's impossible to tell who is a caregiver and who's being cared for. As the program ends, most mill out the door, making promises to check in. But Wilkin stays behind. He sits down at his old instrument in the corner and plays. It might be hard for him tomorrow to remember what he did today, but in the moment, he can't stop smiling. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Worcester.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.